Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In her empowering book, Girl Stop Apologizing, A Shame-Free Plan for Embracing and Achieving Your Goals, Rachel Hollis builds on the foundational messages of self-worth and determination laid out in her prequel, Girl Wash Your Face. This manifesto urges women to stop seeking validation from external sources, to let go of the culturally ingrained need to apologize for their ambition, presence, and dreams. Hollis, a successful entrepreneur and motivational speaker, combines personal anecdotes with practical strategies, aiming to dismantle the societal constructs that hold women back. Through its pages, readers are encouraged to assert their right to set and pursue their goals, embracing their uniqueness and potential fully. Hollis's conversational style, peppered with humor and honesty, makes the book a relatable and inspiring read, striking a chord with anyone who has ever felt sidelined in their aspirations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the excuses to let go. Hollis begins by tackling the internal dialogues that often sabotage women's success. She identifies common excuses many women make: lack of time, not being good enough, fear of failure, and prioritizing the needs of others over their goals. Through personal stories and practical advice, she demonstrates how these excuses are rooted in societal expectations and a fear-based mindset. Hollis encourages readers to challenge these notions, stressing the importance of self-belief and the willingness to invest in oneself. By addressing these mental barriers head-on, Girl, Stop Apologizing serves as a catalyst for realizing one's worth and potential, urging a shift from a life of limitations to one of possibilities and achievement. Secondly, skills to acquire. The book emphasizes the importance of developing a set of key skills to help any woman achieve her goals. These include planning, confidence, leadership, and effective communication. Hollis doesn't just outline the skills, but provides actionable steps to cultivate them, integrating daily practices and mindset shifts necessary for personal and professional growth. She convincingly argues that mastering these skills is within reach for anyone, regardless of their starting point, and that they are crucial in navigating the path from where one is to where one wants to be. The section serves not only as a guide, but also as a motivator, showing that the journey towards one's goals, while challenging, can be achieved with persistence and the right toolkit. Thirdly, behaviors to adopt. Central to Hollis's message is the adoption of behaviors that align with one's goals. She underscores the significance of persistence, self-discipline, and resilience, providing readers with a roadmap for incorporating these behaviors into their daily lives. Hollis uses relatable narratives to illustrate how these behaviors can transform challenges into stepping stones toward success. The key takeaway here is the power of habit. By consciously choosing behaviors that foster growth and success, one can affect meaningful change in their life. This section of the book is particularly empowering, offering a detailed look into how adopting these positive behaviors can lead to remarkable achievements in both personal and professional spheres. Fourthly, positivity and self-talk. Hollis dedicates a significant portion of the book to discussing the role of positivity in constructive self-talk. She argues that the way women talk to themselves plays a critical role in their success. By fostering a mindset rooted in positivity and empowerment, readers can begin to dismantle the self-imposed limitations that hold them back. Hollis offers strategies for transforming negative thought patterns into affirmative ones that affirm one's capabilities and worth. This section not only highlights the importance of nurturing a positive self-image, but also provides readers with tools to actively engage in self-compassion and to celebrate their victories, no matter how small. Lastly, the importance of a support system. Acknowledging the journey towards achieving one's goals can be daunting. Hollis emphasizes the importance of building a strong support system. She discusses how surrounding oneself with like-minded individuals who offer encouragement, feedback, and support can significantly impact one's success. Hollis advises readers to seek out mentors, join communities, and foster relationships with people who inspire and challenge them. This section underscores the notion that no one achieves success in isolation, and that a supportive community can provide the strength and motivation needed to overcome obstacles and reach one's full potential. In conclusion, Rachel Hollis's Girl Stop Apologizing is a rallying cry for women everywhere to embrace their ambitions and strive towards their goals without shame or fear. With its blend of personal anecdotes, practical advice, and motivational discourse, it's a must-read for anyone feeling stuck or underestimated in their personal or professional lives. This book holds particular value for individuals seeking a boost in confidence, clarity in their life's direction, and a strategic approach to overcoming the societal and personal barriers that impede success. By advocating for self-reliance, resilience, and a positive support network, Hollis not only outlines a blueprint for individual success, but also contributes to the larger discourse on women's empowerment and equity. Girl, Stop Apologizing is more than a self-help book. It's a compelling call to action for living authentically and unapologetically. If you would like to support Rachel Hollis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.